I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know,
but we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
How to be less old!
Oh my God, Deanna.
We have hot youths.
Sister youths. It's like this is a dream come true.
I'm so excited.
The Kaplan twins. They are the most like millennial art that I can think of.
Oh my God, 100%.
They made a name for themselves painting scenes from sex tapes, like Kim Kardashian's. And they do things like sleep with action figures and sell them.
They have a series called Hashtag Sat On Your Face, where they like paint each other's buttock and then sit down. And they sit on like artists, famous artists like Warhol and Picasso. They'll sit right on their faces and then sell them.
These girls are doing the most, and I'm in.
I'm so in. And I saw on their Instagram that they went to Coachella, so I would love to ask them about that.
We need to get at it.
Yeah.
Let's bring them in here.
I can't wait. They're so cute.
How to be less old!
Oh, my God.
How cute are they?
It's beyond.
It's like two little adorables.
Thank you. Love it.
And like
little dolls, right?
Yeah.
Fun size. Fun size, yeah.
Fun size. Yes. Five feet?
Five feet, yeah.
I mean, you're both gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do people ever think, I'm sure they do, think that you are the Olsen twins?
Literally all the time, yeah. It doesn't really bother us anymore. At least once a day,
we really get it.
Yeah.
When we were younger, we were like, oh my God, it's so annoying, whatever. Now we kind of play into it.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
I mean, you're like sexier versions of the Olsen twins.
People say we look more like the Olsen twins than the Olsen twins.
Oh my God, that's absolutely true.
Isn't it true?
Yes.
Very funny. You're what everybody was hoping they'd turn into.
Yes, exactly.
They're like, yeah, 100%.
But the acknowledgement of that you guys know that is huge.
No, it's true. Yeah. It's a true story.
It's a good self-awareness.
There's no two ways about it.
Have you seen them in public? I mean, in real life?
I have.
Ever?
I saw them at the Coffee Bean once.
Mm. I mean, they're little like us also,
yes,
right?
They're little. But like they almost like I had concern for their livelihood, for their well-being.
They wear a heavy clothes,
uh-huh,
and it weighs them down. It just feels like they're so tiny.
But it's not even like a they're too skinny thing. There's something about their pallor. Like they just look sickly.
Oh my goodness, these poor twins.
I mean, I don't know. I'd have to see them in person, but
You've never?
No.
My mom did one time. Didn't mom run into them at Barney's?
I think she did.
She took a photo of them.
She did.
It'd be really creepy.
It'd be really funny though to get like a twin photo with just
the
two
of them.
We always
say like we should switch places with one of them. I'll hang out with Ashley one day, she'll hang out with Mary Kate, we'll see what happens.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, they're huge fans of the show, so they'll be listening.
So how did you guys get into – you went to NYU for art?
Yeah.
And what did you study?
Studio art.
What does that mean?
So freshman year,
it's like really intense. Like you have to take a drawing
class. There were only
class.
60 people in our program also. And like everyone at NYU thinks that – I don't know like who's familiar with the schools, but – Tisch is the performing arts school, and then Steinhardt is where art is, and it's like literally like
grouped in with like nutrition
and like education.
It's so random.
But I don't know. The first year is like you're in this
very intense
class of like you have a sculpture class, you have a painting class, you have some sort of media, you have like art history, you have just like I remember we had class from like 9 a.m. until like 6 p.m. at night, and everyone else had it's like aren't you supposed to go to college and it's supposed to be like less
easy.
Classes and you're sleeping, and that's what I thought. And I get there, and I'm just like, whoa, what is this?
It was
this?
Intense.
It was fun, though.
I remember that. Yeah. In college, I wanted to take a ceramics class, but it was like 8 hours
long. Yeah, exactly.
I was like, who's got time for this
class?
Like
those were our classes.
Wow.
Those were our classes.
It's insane.
But they were more fun, though, because instead of taking like a midterm or studying whatever, like a book or something, and having to actually study, you just paint something and then you sit and you talk about it for a couple hours while drinking wine and cheese.
We have wine and cheese?
Wine and cheese. As we got like older, yeah.
Not freshman year.
Like senior year.
Senior year.
Guys, this is a huge pitch to be in studio art.
I mean, it was the life. Like everyone's like heads buried in books, like studying, whatever.
Stressed out. I don't think I went to the library once.
I didn't go to the library once either.
Like, where's the library?
I lived in the library, and I feel like I lost my hair, like in chunks, because I was so stressed out.
Oh my God.
Well, why was I not having wine and cheese?
First year was stressful.
And then it just got fun.
But we also took separate classes because our professors were like, be your own person.
Yeah,
do your own thing.
Do your own thing. And like, we're just like,
and then eventually we're like, why would we do that?
Yeah. We were making our own paintings, and like, she would use my paintings and my projects for her class. Like, we would share the same ideas and projects. We wrote the same thesis paper. But that was like, we had to.
Yeah.
Because at that point, we were actually working together.
And we're like, you're not going to want to read the same thing twice. Yeah. We're doing you a favor.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like, get to understand what twins are and get back to us.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, like, because this is what's up.
Right. It's like, we're going to do it together. It's just so much more fun that way also.
Yeah. Right.
You don't want to be working alone. I don't know.
And how did you guys – there seems to be like a real knack for marketing for what you guys are up to. Is that fair
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just like utilizing social media.
Well, I think it's different. I don't really think that anyone else is doing it.
So how did we get there?
How did we get there? I think we just –
we just started doing – I think when we moved to L.A., that was when we were like, all right, like, what are we doing here? Yeah. Like, what's our next move?
Let's actually put everything into being artists and just do it, you know?
And right,
just
and we're like, okay,
take
well,
that leap. And
if we're going to be doing this, what better way than to just start putting things on Instagram, Snapchatting, doing that so people can see what we're doing?
Right.
Because if we're just painting in our studio and nobody knows.
Right.
Who's going to know?
And where did the idea to, like, paint scenes from – famous sex tapes
It's just the shock value,
The shock value. We were just talking. And, like, we've done other, you know, shocking paintings before.
Chocolate-covered strawberries.
Well, that one's a doozy.
Well, that one's a – there's a fun story for that one.
Can we just paint the picture for the listener
Chocolate-covered strawberries.
Like.
Yeah. So it's actually mine and Allie's, like, butts.
But,
yeah.
Figured.
Yes. And we have chocolate sauce just, like, smeared all over our butts. And then – a strawberry just gently placed in the center.
And
just a real photo.
If you don't mind, I'd love to express what my feelings were when I saw
Sure.
it.
Go for it.
So it looks like a crime scene.
Yeah.
The asshole is like, it looks so crazy. It's like it looks like something terrible has happened to your assholes.
Right. Yeah. No, it's supposed to.
Because the red is bloody looking from the strawberry, and it looks like it looks like a bad thing. A bad night has just happened.
I didn't even think about that.
I mean, it's interesting because to me, it just looks like chocolate sauce with a strawberry.
Right. Okay. That is interesting. I mean, wow. Okay. So that wasn't, but it's such an evocative picture. And there's, I think if you go to your website, the KaplanTwins.com, it's the first picture and you guys are placed symmetrically underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a killer. Like, you're like, who are these girls and what is that?
Right. Yeah.
That is what happened.
That's kind of the point.
That was the point of that photo.
It works.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
That's the same thing with like the sex tape, you know, images. It's like, who are these girls? Like what? Like, it's Kim Kardashian's sex tape. Like, I think what happened was we were just talking about, like, the Kardashians. They're everywhere. They're not going anywhere.
Right.
And we're like, where's, like, the root of this? How did it all start? Like, did it really start with this sex tape?
Yeah, we're like, it'd be so funny to just make the oil painting of her sex
tape. But not even that. It's just, like, a conversation
starter. It's a conversation starter. It's like, yeah, it gets people talking.
It's like, did she leak it herself? Like, how did the, you know?
And we like to make art that kind of like looks relatable. You know, it's like,
you don't have to think about it too much.
It's just like, oh, I've seen that. You know,
I know what this is.
Well, yeah.
And let me ask, what are your feelings on like releasing a sex tape?
I mean, I would not do it myself.
Yeah. I wouldn't release
would
my own sex tape. But I see, I think that's like a part of the art that we make. It's kind of like the media, like how the media talks about celebrities and like the manipulation there. Like, do some celebrities, like we're doing a series of celebrity nudes now. So like, were some of them
like
leaked?
Selfies?
Were they hacked? Yeah. Like, you don't know. So we kind of like to get that.
I think I'm the only person who doesn't actually take
nude
selfies. Like, scrolling through your phone, that's dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Oh.
Allie?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to make paintings of ourselves, so I got to do a little, you know.
Research.
Something that's amazing about both of your bodies is that, like, you have incredible miniature figures, right? Like, the little perfect bodies.
Perfect.
And I feel like I have two sisters, and there's never been a time where we've all had it together at the same time. One's going right. up, one's going down, one's going down, one's going up. How do you guys keep the exact same?
I don't think we have the same. I think I fluctuate way more than you do.
Than I do.
Like, I'll eat
My metabolism is so much better.
Lexi will, like, devour, like, four cupcakes and, like, Shake Shack burger.
And, like, everything. And, like, it does nothing to me.
And the next day I'll wake up and I'm like, oh my God, I gained, like, 8 pounds.
That's so upsetting.
Yeah.
Isn't it so upsetting? Yeah. Well, Allie was a little bigger than I was growing up also.
Yeah.
I remember. It actually came up on, like, you know, that Facebook.
But I'm taller.
Like, what?
I'm taller.
No, you have to see these photos. Like, you were so much bigger than me. I was looking at them. I'm like, whoa.
So wrong.
She's so mean.
I mean, it was years ago. Whatever. It's fine. Yeah. I love you.
Thank you.
I think it's important to actually go through, like, a little chubster phase.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. In middle school, I was definitely a little chubby there.
Yeah, it gives you more.
Chubby. Who cares?
It gives you more.
Yeah.
More to love, right?
Exactly. Are we working out every day?
We work out every day.
I'm wearing my gym clothes
right now. All day, every day?
No, just like in the mornings before we go to the studio for an hour otherwise.
Just to give us a little energy.
Yeah, you need that energy. You feel better about yourself. We're also standing, painting, like, for 8 hours. So
what are you doing for the workout?
There are classes that we take. Yeah. Some are like
spin classes.
Spin classes or like boxing.
I just got her into that.
Yeah, I like it. It's fun. What else do we do? We just do like this really fun cardio class.
Like cardio dance?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. We go to Equinox, so they always have like fun classes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I can't motivate myself to just get on the treadmill and just listen to music.
I do the elliptical sometimes.
I hate that. It drives me crazy.
I can't do the treadmill though. That's a little boring.
I just can't work out by myself. I need to be in like that group and
I think
be like
we can't do anything
in the mirror, like staring at myself, being like, yes, go.
We have to take a little break, but we do want to talk about Coachella. Did you guys, you went?
We did go to Coachella.
Instagram told us you went.
Yes, we were there at Coachella.
We need to talk about it because we've been doing this show for 2 years and we have not had anyone tell us about Coachella, their experience.
Have you been to Coachella?
No, girls, please.
I mean, like, you have to go at some point. No. I think you have to.
The time has come and gone.
Really? Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's such an L.A., like, rite of passage. Like, you live in L.A., you're going to
go to Coachella.
I would go if somebody was paying me, A, or B, if there was something I could, like, do, like a service I could provide, like braiding hair. Not that I'm good at it, but if somebody was like— That I would show, like, if somebody had was like, hey, can you come and do this
thing?
There
was, like, purpose.
If there's
purpose
more of a reason
and
than
money.
Just
the, okay. Yeah. But other than that, yeah, no.
I would go if, like, I was staying far away. Mm-hmm. I could just drop by for an hour and then leave.
Yeah. Well, you can do that.
Yeah, you totally can do that.
That sounds like way too much effort.
So when we come back, we want to know how much did you spend? How much time did you think about your outfits? What are there drugs there? What was the best part? And all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Be right back.
How to be less old.
Hey, everyone. I'm Lauren Lapkus. And my show with special guest Lauren Lapkus is an improv comedy podcast where my guest decides what the show is going to be. They make up the show, they make up the character, and they make up the character I'm going to play. I don't know anything in advance. And we just improvise a fun little show for one time only. Check it out here on Earwolf.
How to be less old.
Okay, we are back with the Kaplan twins.
Hi.
We're going to talk about Coachella, but first, when we first sat down here, Engineer Sam, told us that he almost bought one of your – he was like, I totally know
almost.
This.
Almost.
Almost.
Why almost?
Okay. He almost bought one from the Butt Print series.
Yeah, I just don't make enough on the engineer salary, but it was the thing I wanted. Yeah. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
We might be able to cut a deal.
Yeah. We might be able to cut a deal.
I like that.
Oh, my
that.
God. I want one.
You have to hang them in the office, though. They have to be, like, everywhere.
Right.
Done.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so Coachella.
Coachella.
Coach us about Coachella.
I mean, so we
didn't go last year.
We didn't go last year. Yeah.
We went 2 years ago.
And, like, you always, like, see the photos and you're like, oh, FOMO. Like, do you get FOMO?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And, like, Allie said it perfectly. She's like, you know, like, I had so much FOMO, but then we were there and it's like, you don't have, like, what'd you say? I don't remember what you said.
I don't remember. Oh. But it's just like, you see the photos and, like, you're there. You see them and you're like, oh my God, like, I want to be there. Like, I need
and
to be there.
And then you're there. And you're like, okay. And it's like, okay, like, I'm here.
Right? Like, exactly. Every party looks so great. Like, everything looks so fun. And then you're there and you're like, okay. Like, you're like, okay.
All right, I'm over it.
Yeah. What are we doing there?
Well, what we did there was – We went to some parties during the day, which, like, that was a lot of fun for us. The actual festival, we didn't really go.
I feel like we spent most of our time at the festival calling our friends, being like, hey,
where are you?
And,
like,
we're
just
in the Rose
walking.
Garden.
Like,
come meet us here.
Come,
there's no service. It's so dusty.
It is so dusty.
You're literally coughing up, like, dirt from the actual festival.
Yeah, you have to walk with, like, a little bandana.
The Uber lot was a nightmare.
Well, it always is.
See, but this is why I don't go. But everything you're saying.
No, but that's just the actual, like, festival. But then once you're there, and, like, you get to watch
and,
like, hang with friends.
I feel like people kind of only go for the parties now. I feel like that's happened. I feel like it's gotten to a point where there are so many, like, parties, and it's all about.
Well, unless you have, like, the artist pass, and then you get to go in, like, that little, like, ground
VIP
and what
area.
Exactly.
I mean, I think
that's, like, more than VIP.
I think it just depends what you want to do there. There are obviously, like, people who are, like, so into the music and, like, diehard, like, you know, going every single minute to the festival. But, like, for us, we just wanted to have a good time, I think.
We just wanted to do everything.
Right.
And, like, you can't do everything.
You can't do it all.
So did you see music?
We saw, like, a little bit of
music. We left on Sunday, though.
I know. We missed Kendrick.
We did.
We heard there was a dust storm. So we were like, like, you know what? Like, we're like, okay. Like, we're like, we've been here. We've done it. Like, I think it's okay to miss.
And leave.
We're just, like, also, like, super tiny in those crowds.
Yes.
So
yeah,
we can't
that.
See anything.
Yeah, we
can't
see
either.
Anything. And then, like, a lot of our friends were leaving that night because then they had work on Monday. So we're like, as much as I love you, Allie, I don't need to be with just you
in a
mosh pit inhaling dust. Like, I would love to see Kendrick, but maybe I'll see him in LA where I can see him.
They are Jewish grandmothers like me.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We're literally Jewish grandmothers.
Yes.
I go to bed early.
I mean, sometimes, right?
I like my sleep.
I like my sleep, too. I like my sleep.
It's everything.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sleep is
How
everything.
How much did you spend on your clothes?
We didn't spend that much the night before.
I said to Lexi, she's like, we have to get outfits for Coachella. I'm like, no.
She always
does
it right. I always do it wrong. Like, she dresses me. She styles me.
Great.
She goes shopping. I personally do not like shopping.
Lexi,
like,
hates shopping.
We'll be in touch.
Yeah.
I'm going to need some help.
Shopping drives me crazy. So I'm like, Allie, whenever you go, just make sure to get double for me. And, like, I'll pay for it. I don't care. I just do not like the physical process
of,
like,
shopping.
If you
see something cute that you're getting for
yourself,
her. Get it for me also.
And you have better taste than I do sometimes.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Nice.
Yeah.
And are we sharing a bank account or we have separate?
No, we have separate bank
accounts.
But we share clothes and stuff.
But for our business, like, for our art, like, all we have, like, a
LLC
for
that. Yeah, that's our business.
That's different. That we share. But
that's just, like, supplies and stuff that we have to buy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have separate bank accounts, though, for personal stuff.
Yeah.
Like dinners or whatever.
So you guys have, like, a very, there's a lot of sexuality coming off of your art, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're naked, we're boobies, we're ass. We're using our ass for prints.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you paint each other's cheeks.
Yes.
And then you squat.
Yes.
On mostly famous artists.
Or people.
Or like custom
people.
Ones.
Yeah.
It was so funny, actually.
Custom.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. The custom sit on your face where you send us a photo of your face.
Oh,
sit on it.
Oh, my God.
So smart.
Right.
That's so smart.
No, it's so funny. Like, I remember I was, I think you were coming back from your vacation that day, actually.
Oh, yeah,
But so my mom was getting the carpets cleaned in our apartment. And I was like, Mom, like, I need to come home and, like, sit on these canvases.
We have a studio, but, like, we're not going to, like, paint our butts in the studio. You have to wash
it
off
after. Hop in the shower, like, you know, because, like,
rinse
different
off.
Colors. You got to rinse it.
We need interns or something.
I know. We totally just sit on them for us.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys have heard it. Contact us. They need interns. We'll send them your way.
That'd be amazing.
With great asses. Let's be clear.
Yes.
Oh, no, you can't come in with a shabby ass.
Well, people tell me I don't have. They're like, why are you sitting on a canvas? You don't have an ass. I'm like, thank you. Like,
you both have great asses.
Thank you.
I think
so. We've seen the tuchus. It's great.
Thank you.
I've seen it a lot now, and it's. What are we talking?
I think it's cute,
it's
right?
Cute
it's
as
a
hell.
Cute little tush.
Yeah,
there's a cute little
something
tush.
There.
Something to grab.
Yeah.
So, I mean, no, there's nary a dimple. I'm sorry. You guys
these
have
are
great
flawless
tushes.
Asses. Thank you.
Okay.
That's not even in question. And actually, you come off in pictures a little more like muscular. Like you.
Like taller?
Yeah, taller and more muscular.
I think
looking.
It's just like scale because you can't ever really see. Like, when
it's
you're just
us in the photo.
Yeah, it's just like us in our studio. Like
next to a painting,
it's
maybe.
It's like us next to us. Like, you know?
Right.
So
right. You need like a regular size human.
Exactly. Because otherwise, you have no idea
or
how
Or just
tall.
Hold up a quarter.
Right.
Be like, this is.
This is to scale. This is how big we are.
I'm just so curious. So you have kind of like this super sexy vibe happening in the art that you create. You stick yourselves in it.
Yeah.
Your sisters.
Yeah.
You're naked a lot around each other. How does that translate when guys are trying to kick it?
And, like, hang with that, or, like...
Like, what are they saying to you? How dirty are they getting?
I mean, like, there are a lot of, like, weird people out there, mm-hmm. but that's, like, always the case.
Yeah,
like,
we get a lot of, like, do you two, like, ever have threesomes with each other? No, like, no, she's my sister.
Like, no.
Yeah. I mean, I only have a brother, so I don't know, but, like, do you spend naked time with your sister?
I'm a prude.
Yeah.
My sisters are more free than I am.
I think we're just, like, very open and very comfortable with, like, ourselves.
I mean, like, we grew up, like, we're siblings. Like, we used to bathe together when we were, like, babies, you know?
Right. Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't know. I think we're just more, like, open and comfortable and, like, don't really care.
Yeah.
Did people say to you, you know, this is gross? Like, did you ever get any that your sisters, you shouldn't be naked with each other?
I don't think, like, anymore,
sometimes,
right?
Sometimes. We used to a little while ago. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there are people who feel that way and who think that, but, like—
I mean, people always have something to say, right?
Right.
Like, yeah.
Can't have everyone, like, have the same opinions
as you. Didn't
someone
kiss their daughter on the lips in an Instagram photo and people went wild?
Who was this?
I don't remember. Do we remember who it was?
I totally remember
that
story.
You know what
story.
I'm talking about, right? So I feel like people always have their opinion. Like, my opinion on it is, like, she's not my sister. We're very open and comfortable with our bodies.
Right.
And we make art about it and we, like, shock value in that whole type of thing, so mm-hmm.
it is what we do.
It
is funny. I just recently had a baby. She's not even 2 months.
Oh, congrats!
Thank you. So and she, like, it is the most thrilling thing for me to, like, kiss her on the lips. I don't know why. It's one of those things
it's
where
sweet.
I'm like, oh my god, look at them. You know, so I totally get, like, you know, whoever posted that photo, I don't even remember. But I'm like, no, it's not weird.
It's your child. It's literally, like, unconditional love.
Yeah, like a little lippy
pit.
Oh, it was
Hilary Duff.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, with her four-year-old.
People cared. Oh, that's so stupid.
Yeah, right? Like, that's
adorable.
Yeah,
people care about a lot of
unconditional love. Like, that's your child. You produce that. You made that. Like,
you get to kiss.
You get to kiss, yeah.
It's such a thrill, too.
Because they're cute little lippers.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So Playboy just
Playboy.
How did this all happen?
Yeah, they just called you, like, the
new
one
artists?
Of the new creatives.
The new creatives, yeah. Which was, like, super exciting and, like,
Playboy was doing a lot of, like, rebranding. First they were doing no nudes and then they're back to nudes, and
I think, like, it's very cool, like, lifestyle issue type of thing.
Right.
And
there were other artists in the issue. We were just the only topless artists in the issue.
Because that's when you make topless art. So, like, I'm totally
a painting
fine
of, like, just our boobs. We're, like, fine with
it. Yeah, literally. It's just, like,
but, like, it's
on
Playboy.
The
we're obviously going to be topless.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I mean, why not?
Why not?
Right.
It's fine, yeah.
Who else is featured in there? Like, what kind of artists are also new creatives?
Actually... One artist that we know.
Sydney Pierce,
yeah.
She's in there.
We've never met her in person, like, but it's, like, one
Instagram.
Of those, like, Instagram friends.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're, like, you know, and then, well, I think she lives in New York, but then she was in L.A. We're, like, oh, let's try and meet up, but whatever. She's a cool artist. I mean, they had also, like, just very cool, like a tattoo artist was in there. I'm going to pronounce his name wrong, but the guy on Silicon Valley, one of the guys on Silicon Valley. I don't know.
Kumail Nanjiani.
Yes. That's why I didn't do it.
Like,
you did it. Good. I'm glad I wasn't able to.
We'll just say Kumail.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, they had, like, very cool people. It wasn't just, like, naked models. Like, I think that was very cool to be a part of. And then they had also, like, old Warhol, never before seen. Yeah.
Oh, like, images
awesome.
Of his work.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was really cool. It was, like, great to be a part of.
It was a fun experience. But it happened... a friend of ours that we went to NYU with, she was in the art program with us,
mm-hmm.
and she's, like, modeling now. She's also, like, doing art, but whatever. and her boyfriend
he's a photographer.
Right.
And he's amazing.
Blaze.
His name is Blaze.
Of course.
And Blaze,
B-L-A-I-S-E.
Even better.
Which she hates. It's really funny.
I'm like, Blaze, I love it.
Yeah, we love it. And it all just kind of, like, happened and fell into place where they asked him to take some photos. And he's like, oh, my God, these girls would be perfect.
Wow.
And that's kind of how it happened.
Yeah.
Well, the aesthetic that you guys have in your videos and I'm sure Playboy staged that. Or did you have creative input at all in terms of
In the behind-the-scene
spread of
video?
The pictures? Yeah.
No, it was really – the creative was all – It was honestly, like, all Blaze.
Did he do your video too?
No, he didn't. You mean the behind the scenes video?
Not the Playboy one. The one it's
of us dancing with the SpongeBob and the bikinis.
That's not that. It's you guys in a. It's a, like, 30 different setups where you're in.
Are we wearing wigs? And playing Scrabble?
Is it the Playboy one? Is it the Playboy video?
Oh, is that the Playboy video? Now I'm confused.
Well, I don't. Is it in black and white?
Guys, I don't know now. I confused myself.
We have to fact check.
I do love the dancing one with
the SpongeBob. That was really fun. That was like just
what? Why SpongeBob?
I think
we were just like bubbles, underwater bikinis, blonde wigs. We're
yeah,
like, it's like and there it was just, this like image of SpongeBob running like with his tongue out, and we're like, that's
just adorable. Just, yeah, funny. I know. It was really funny.
Just like a weird.
And did you just like use a projector?
Yeah.
Behind you. That's mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah, it was fun to make.
Yeah, we did that in our living room.
Yeah.
Moved, like, the couch, everything. Moved all the paintings off the wall, so we had this, like, blank white wall and just dancing in our living room.
That's awesome.
And you guys do performance art as well?
Yeah, so, like, that would be something.
Like, a performance, and then, like, the video is the piece that kind of lives, I feel like.
Yeah.
Or it's a combination of both. Yeah. I don't know. What do you think?
I feel like it's a combination of both.
Yeah.
Right? And then we also, like, when I paint, I mean, you could even call the sad on your face paintings, like, performance.
Right.
If we were to do that for a live audience, you know? But then just because people can't see us doing it, they only see the video and the documentation of it, that's kind of where it lives. And then, obviously, the object.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched the disappearing act.
Right.
Yeah.
Where I don't know which one of you got painted.
Oh, she got painted. Yeah, she got painted. That was actually, so this was when we started, like,
when
really
we're, like,
collaborating.
We're going to work together.
Yeah. So I had the idea for it for my sculpture class. And the, I guess the prompt was to make something disappear.
Right.
And so everyone's, like, slaving away in the studio, like, building and, like, wood and, like, all this stuff, like, taking hours. And I'm like, I think I'm just going to.
She's like, Allie, so I have this project. Can I paint you white?
In front of a white wall. Like, make my turn disappear.
That's so great.
Genius.
And you were in black, and it was, like, a nice
contrast.
Yeah.
And then I did the
same
thing for my class.
And then she had the same project, and she was like, okay, Lexi, your turn. I'm like, no, we can't do the same exact thing. Why don't I still paint you so that way it's from a different perspective for her class? So it's, like, in one way, like,
smart.
The artist is making the twin disappear, and then the other one, it's, like, the twin is disappearing.
Right.
Different perspectives.
And you never got paint on you.
And I never got paint on me.
Right, which I think is the real reason you did it.
That's the perspective.
I sold it really well, though. Like, I sold that
idea.
I
had to walk around for literally 3 hours covered in white paint.
I know. It was hilarious. And then we wanted to go out after, and you're like, I might as well just go out like this. Did you?
I think we did.
I think we did, actually.
You would know.
No, we did.
I'm
we went to the
sure
Jane,
we
right?
Did.
And you just went, like, covered in white.
I think I did, yeah.
And we're talking everything. Face, elbows.
Yeah, like hair.
Everything.
Yeah. Hair.
But it was body paint, so it comes off.
And as far as you know, you don't have to scrub it off.
With performance art, do you get really self-conscious in front of people?
Not really. I mean, I love it.
There was probably a point where, like, we used to, like, maybe in college more when we were just first starting out.
I mean,
like
you always
things.
Have, like, a little bit of nerves when you're performing for anything, I feel like, in the beginning. But, I mean, I don't know. I love it. Like,
It's fun.
It's fun, yeah.
Do you wonder, like, is this going to read? Are they going to get it? Do you care if they get it or not?
I think we try and make work that can kind of be, like, more open-ended. There's obviously, like, a point to it. And it's kind
of. But we don't like to over – like, we don't like to have to explain it too much. Like, I think we like to make work
where
that –
it's like you kind of just
get
it.
It's relatable,
You kind of just get it.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
And that work that, like, generates, like, a conversation and there's a little controversy there. So, like, people are talking, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think people get it. So I don't think that that's really ever crossed my mind. It's
right.
Like, oh, I don't – know right. if they're going to get it.
I think that's, for me, like, what's so hard about art is that, like, I feel like there's always something, like, a point or, like, a message that I'm just fucking missing.
Right.
You know,
right. Like, some deep, like, conceptual meaning.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I don't like that route to it because a lot of people find it, like, very unapproachable.
Right.
And it's, like,
hard
it's,
to, like, grasp.
Yeah, it's, like, you can't grasp it. And, like, even, you know, sometimes you walk into a gallery and you feel like, oh, like, am I supposed to be here? Like,
it's a little,
like, you know, maybe, like, because you can't afford the work or whatever. And so we like to do stuff that's just very, like, inviting and
fun
and interactive and just something that you look at it and you're like, oh, I get it.
There's definitely a playfulness to your work,
which
I appreciate.
Yeah. I don't think we take ourselves too seriously.
No, we don't.
That's good.
I was telling Emily about it, and Emily, you're going to have to read that name because I don't have it. But Apple has this Meet the Author series. It's a series of videos and podcasts, and they had a celebrity branding expert named
Jitender Sadev.
Sadev sounds right. And he wrote a book called The Kim Kardashian Principle. Mm-hmm. Have you guys heard of that?
No, I haven't, but that seems something to
look
into.
Well, it's interesting because I think you guys are like doing exactly what he is suggesting people do in terms of marketing.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. He's like, you know, only the boldest and baddest ideas survive.
It's very, I think that's very true. Yeah.
Yeah. And take a look at it.
Okay.
Because his point of view is like, look, Kim Kardashian, when she was bigger than, like, curvier than the average person out mm-hmm. there, the average celebrity who was, like, blonde and thin and, you know, just not.
She was different.
She was different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was Armenian and she leaned into that, mm-hmm. you know, which was, like, a couple different things that she leaned into, which nobody else was kind of doing.
Right.
And he said, you know, she's authentic. Mm-hmm. Even though people say she isn't, his mm-hmm. whole thing is like there's the thing that people say out loud in the press or that's talked about, like their Kardashians are terrible, they're ruining our world,
right.
Why are they still with us? And then there's the truth about how people feel.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And he was like, the truth about how people feel about Kim Kardashian is they think she's smart.
She is smart.
And they, you know, but people don't say
people
that,
don't
right?
say it.
Right. Yeah.
And he's like, then there's like Caitlyn Jenner who – outwardly, everyone was like, she's amazing. This is incredible. So much support. But he's like, if you ask people, not publicly, but personally, how do they feel? Mm. That actual feeling, they're not comfortable with her.
Right.
So it's an interesting concept. It's mm. like, what is working in marketing and why, you know? And I think that, like, yeah, there's a different way. He was talking about those, like, that think underwear brand that's out for the period.
What is it?
The
period underwear where you just free bleed into this underwear.
Right. Which, by the way, I'm interested in.
No, I would be interested in that.
I haven't tried it.
It's like great sleeping underwear. It's like, right?
I don't know how you'd wake up, though. Like, are you clean? Like, I don't know.
You'd have to try it.
You'd have to try it.
Yeah. You're free bleeding into the, and it's capturing everything.
Oh my God, I would love to try it. Like, does it get stiff? Does the fabric get
I think
stiff?
We do need to order a pair and take a look.
I agree. We have to, Allie, we have to get a pair. Yeah.
But, like, that's marketing, which is out there and kind of, like, dealing with a taboo subject in an mm-hmm. interesting way. And it's, like, that brand is going forward.
Right.
You know?
I think taboo is, like, what kind of pushes things a little bit.
Right.
Or, like, things that are, you know, like, outrageous and just a little crazy and, you know, when people can just start a conversation and just, like, get, like, I don't know. I think, like, a lot of what we do is, like, we always, like, exploit ourselves in a certain way, and we're, like, aware of
We're aware of what we're doing.
Right. We're not, like, I think we try and be, like, super authentic and, like, play into what we're doing, and we're, like, very aware of everything that we do.
Right.
And I like that.
I respect it.
I respect the hell out of it.
You know, I don't know. That's, like, refreshing to hear on some level.
Right.
You know?
Well, it is what is today, and, you know, that's what is working right now. Mm-hmm. So it's so smart to lean into that and to—
Well, and you guys own it, because I feel like if you came in and you were like, I don't know, we just have fun and it's silly and whatever, you know, and just left it at that, I would have been like, oh, but they're they're exploiting themselves and they don't even know it and I feel bad, you know?
Okay,
but
It's like you have to own
it.
Like that Boy Choice piece that we did where it's mm-hmm. like—
Explain it.
We went downtown to the toy district and we bought stuffed animals for like $7 and then sold them via Instagram for $333.
Did we do anything to
after
them?
We took like suggestive photos.
This
like,
was like
we
and,
weren't
and we thought about this because this was at a time and we were like, okay, it's so interesting. You know, like whenever we post photos of like just our artwork, like there's not as much
people
engagement
don't
there.
Really care.
But when we're involved some way, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. then there's where we see more of the engagement. So like what can we do that would kind of play into this a little bit.
Right. And like idea of like sex sells. Like mm-hmm. we were totally in like that
playing
was
into it.
What we were playing into. So we took suggestive photos with these little stuffed animals. Like Chewy, it was like who else? Like Pikachu, Hulk. Like
Batman, Spider-Man.
And we were like, oh, like someone rescue us. Like we were just like, oh, someone rescue us from Chewy. And we had like photos of ourselves in bed with Chewy, like topless, but you couldn't really see anything.
Like Chewy's
and we're like,
smoking
oh, we slept with him. Like we took him home and we slept with him. Just like made them into like little celebrities or like, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Like Boy Toys. It was called Boy Toys.
Cute.
And that's how we sold them, was just making stories and
through photos, through people engaging, people sharing them. You know?
I mean, what's so genius about it to me is like you've taken, you know, I'm watching Girl Boss, who mm-hmm. isn't? And just, you know, she was selling Sophia
Amoruso.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm going to ruin her last name. But she was like finding vintage clothes and selling them for more online by doing a better picture or whatever, mm-hmm. selling right. them on eBay, making money. But it takes that mentality meets like, you know, selling your socks for like foot fetish men or like underwear for, you know, people wear the underwear and sell them on eBay.
Yeah.
It takes those two things and kind of like ups it.
Right.
It's badass. It's really badass. All right. We have a game that okay. we want to play with you.
Okay.
Fun. Called Thirsty or Savvy.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's we're going to throw.
She's like, you're holding this like it's a buzzer.
I'm excited. Getting ready.
We're going to throw at you a bunch of different like celeb kind of things that celebs have done. And you tell us, is it thirsty
okay.
or savvy?
Okay. Ooh, okay.
Fun.
All right.
Caitlyn Jenner posing nude for Sports Illustrated. Thirsty or savvy?
Thirsty.
Wait, when was this?
It's happening.
Oh, I didn't. I was like, did I see?
Thirsty.
Has it come out yet?
Not yet.
No. Okay, I haven't even seen it. Okay. Posing for Sports Illustrated? I think savvy. I don't know.
You think savvy?
Yeah.
I think a little thirsty.
I think it's both. Could it be both?
Sure,
I think it's both.
I think a lot of things are both.
Yeah, seriously. I think that one's
so it's
totally
either
both.
Like thirsty, savvy, or thavvy.
Yeah,
thavvy.
It's kind of thavvy.
Thirsty. No, that doesn't work. Yeah. That doesn't work.
I mean, like, if you're savvy, like, aren't you also innately a little thirsty?
Depends.
Right. All right, let's hear the next one.
Okay. Goop becoming a quarterly magazine in print.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I don't even know what that is.
It's Gwyneth Paltrow's.
Oh, okay. Oh. Now I know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so
it's going from online, okay. and then I think four times a year it's going to be an actual tangible magazine.
Oh. I'd say savvy.
I was going to say thirsty.
Twins are split.
I know.
What is happening?
What is happening?
I don't know.
No, I like it.
I don't know.
Why?
Why thirsty?
Yeah.
Well, just because I wasn't super familiar with the online version anyway, so it's like, I don't know if I'd necessarily read the print is why.
It's funny. Something about me, like, I don't go to goop.com, but I want the magazine.
You do?
I don't know why.
What's going to be in the magazine?
Well, you know, she does, there's a lot in there about, like, when you visit a city, like, the best restaurants and stores to visit. There's a lot of like.
So it's like lifestyle kind of.
I think it's savvy.
Let's see what it is.
You want to like, it's like an architectural digest. Like you wouldn't like go online. Like you want like the magazine.
I agree.
You put it on like your coffee table.
You've changed my mind.
The pictures are beautiful.
Savvy.
So I can see going to print being.
Well, I think the other cool thing is that magazines are dying off every day.
That's what I was just going to say.
And
I think it's
kind
cool
of baller.
To have, like, a print thing again.
Yeah, that she is like, hey, I'm going to just do this even though. It's kind of falling apart.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
All right. Paris Jackson channeling Madonna in Chanel campaign.
Did this happen also?
This did happen.
Do I live under a rock?
You must.
Have you guys seen it?
We tried to step our game up for you.
Oh, my God. Have you seen this?
I think I've seen it, yeah.
I would say savvy then.
Savvy. I think that's cool.
I think that sounds cool, yeah.
Do we feel anything about Paris Jackson?
I feel like the world doesn't know enough about her.
Right.
So how can we judge her?
You just want to assume, like, you're Michael Jackson's daughter and, like, unfortunately, that's all she's, you know, like,
done
that's
so
all
far,
the
yeah.
people know so,
so
far.
I think it's cool.
Of her, like, trying to do her thing.
Yeah. Savvy.
Yeah. I mean, that's just something.
It's like, you know, she's an icon whether she wants to be one or
exactly.
not, unfortunately. So why not
I mean, do something? We have this conversation all the time, too, about, like, you know, kids who grow up and their parents are celebrities and then they're automatically just, like, thrown into the spotlight, mm-hmm. whether
so
they want it or not. But it's smart when you can do something with it and you leverage it into, like, you know.
Your own business and career, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Tyga dating a chick that looks like Kylie.
Thirsty.
We knew that was coming.
And it was in unison.
Yeah.
I know.
That one was.
See,
that.
We should be more like that, Lex. Let's try and do another one where we do that.
I liked it because it's undeniable.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so thirsty.
It's like, ugh, yeah, that's get thirsty. It together. J-Lo showing up to events in netting.
Savvy.
Really?
Yeah. It's fashion, no? I don't know.
Oh, she's
maybe,
so hot.
Maybe this is the one where it could be the combination of thirsty and savvy
that
you mentioned
earlier. I don't know. She's gorgeous. She has a beautiful body, she like really flaunt does. It. Like, you got it flaunted. I don't know.
But remember when you said earlier you could be a little thirsty and a little savvy?
Yes, you could be both.
I think this is one of those.
This is savvy.
What makes it thirsty? What makes it thirsty?
I don't know. I think, like, you know, you show off your body. You're obviously a little thirsty to, like, be seen.
I mean, yeah.
You're savvy and thirsty. Yeah. We do it.
Yeah.
True.
Savvy.
Savvy. We're savvy.
All right. How about going on Dancing with the Stars?
I think savvy.
Depends who it is. Wow. It depends who it is. Like, Nick from The Bachelor, probably thirsty.
Yeah, savvy. Parched. Leverage it into a business, you know? Oh, like, people are watching that.
That's
right?
True.
Like, that's the stuff that people don't actually say is, like, why do you go on The Bachelor? You know? Yeah.
Why don't they say?
That
people— Because it ruins the brand to be like, because I wanted to make something of myself.
But yeah, you exactly. know that innately people are thinking
You can't go on The Bachelor and be like, hey, I'm here not to find love. It's because I want to have, like, a perfume company. So I'm going to start that after The Bachelor.
That's why I say savvy. Smart. More power to him. Like, you know,
Would you guys go on The Bachelor?
Would I go on The Bachelor? No, because I like to be, like, I think, like, I'm not looking to get married. So, like, in that case, it's, like, why would I go on The Bachelor? Because it would get my name out there. But that's, I don't think that's, like,
the
right
way. I would do a TV show that was more geared towards, like,
us, yeah.
Right, art and getting our names out there.
Yeah.
That was more authentic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Liking over 4 photos in a row on Insta.
Thirsty.
Guilty.
I love that. Going to the, is it pronounced Fire Festival?
Oh my God. We spent 2 hours yesterday.
Yeah, woke Googling up to this. Notifications like Fire Festival. I'm like, what is fire? I'm like, what
Same.
Is
what
this?
What is this?
And like, I saw this meme where it was like, internet looks up Fire Festival, me for 2 hours, and it's like someone's face just in shock. And we literally spent 2 hours Googling
2 hours.
Fire Festival.
What did we learn?
We learned that that was a disaster.
Was it
a scam or was it?
I don't know. It was a mess.
I
think they just how can pull it together.
Like I just
Why
don't
they
understand
cancel it
how something like that happens. How do you?
I can see how it
see
happens.
The grounds though, and like know that that's what it looks like, and then still let people just go. You know it's going to be a nightmare.
Well, it sounds like there was. The artists were not getting checks.
Right.
Which is
very unorganized.
I mean, it was probably someone had an idea and there were no boots on the ground to like make
to,
it
like,
happen.
Launch it, yeah. I think going to that, definitely thirsty though. Like the way it was portrayed, definitely thirsty.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
villas and the yachts and the models and the exclusive island. I mean, yeah, for sure, thirsty.
I mean, it was watching. It was so satisfying.
Watching the expectation versus reality. Like, it was shocking. It was. They literally served them bread with a piece of cheese in a styrofoam container.
I actually, like, felt. I was, like, a little scared for people
scared.
At a certain point.
I was scared. I was like, oh my God, are people okay?
They're okay.
Yeah, they're fine.
They're just having a non pleasurable moment.
Yeah,
I'm
but
sure.
They're okay.
You think they're okay?
I know.
Are there, like, dogs running around and stuff?
It's okay.
Are they going to get refunded?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Right?
There might
That's
be lawsuits.
That's the saddest part.
No, I heard actually that he wants to put on another festival. It's free for anyone who wants to go. And
I'm not going.
Yeah. That's horrible.
I'm happy to hear you guys were not there.
Yeah. Nightmare.
Should we do this in we're going to now be in unison in your markets that we'll say this last one together.
Okay.
Posing nude with your twin sister.
I would say, I mean, I'm
thirsty and savvy.
It's savvy.
Savvy.
I'm leaning towards savvy.
Savvy. Well, people are going to look at it and be like, damn,
thirsty.
That's thirsty.
And then
but we would do it because it's savvy.
Yeah.
Great. Guys, you are so much fun.
This is so fun. Yeah, this is very fun. Thank you for having us.
We go to thekaplantwins.com. No, duh. That's where we're heading, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Instagram, there's some underscores. What do we have?
Yeah, it's the Kaplan twins with the underscore separating it. Is that difficult for people?
No.
It is what it is. If you search the Kaplan twins
You'll
with
get
no
there.
Underscores, it comes up.
Yeah.
You'll get there.
Yeah. It just happened because I made the Kaplan twins Instagram, and our friends were like, oh, so you're one person now. And I was like, yeah. And like we got – they were just like jokingly
hating. They were hating.
So I deleted it. And then I tried to get it back, and I couldn't.
Girl, I did that to us too. It was a mess.
Terrible.
You know, what are you going to do?
I probably could get it back now if I wanted to, but I like the underscores. It's artistic. Yeah. It's different.
Let's get an – yeah, I like your attitude.
Right?
It's a savvy underscore attitude. If somebody are you doing these performance art pieces like out in the world, or do we just go to your website or Instagram and you tell us when to show up?
Well, we have a solo show happening June 10th.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Saturday. It's coming up. It's at DeRay Gallery on Melrose. So that'll be very fun and exciting.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, write that down.
But yeah, I think we try and do performances also like in public spaces.
And DeRay is spelled D-E-R-E. People
two words.
Yeah.
How much can – what if everybody shows up?
I mean,
that's
great.
That's the goal.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. Everyone come.
Everyone come.
And you can buy your prints if you want online and paintings on your website. There's some stuff going on over there as well. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
This was
so fun.
So much fun. Let's go take a pic.
All right, let's do it.
Bye.
How to be less old.
Okay. I'm going to just be honest.
Okay.
That I wasn't prepared to love them as much as I did.
Okay.
Like, I love them.
I love them, too.
I wasn't prepared.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I thought I would really like them.
Right.
But I'm like – like, remember in the episode where I said, what celebrity would you want to be best friends with, but they would, like, be scared of you because you were so into them?
It's the Kaplan
twins. It might be the Kaplan twins.
They're so goddamn adorable.
Too much. Too much on my magic bus.
I think we learned a lot of different things from them. I feel like their marketing's on point. They're savvy, and savvy is how we say it in Barcelona, is really the way to be. That is the 2017 way to be in marketing.
Yes.
You know?
They've got something to teach all of us there about that. Like, be bold, be outrageous.
Yes.
And don't give a fuck.
No. And get yours.
Get yours.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We want to give a shout out to Kelly at K-Pons. She said, at OMFG pod, I'm 25 and mildly embarrassed on how baffled I am by this convo on iPhone stickers. Emily, you don't have them yet, do you?
My phone will not update.
Okay.
I'm going
to deal with it, and we're going to get them there, and I'll take a little video of how you get at these iPhone stickers for people who haven't done it yet.
Perfect. Reach out to us on Instagram and Twitter at OMFGpod.
You can find us on Facebook at EarwolfOMFG.
And march over to iTunes and give us a little review.
I'm Deanna Chang at Deanna Raphael.
I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
How to be less old.
I'm Stephen Dubner, host of Freakonomics Radio and also of a new podcast called Tell Me Something I Don't Know. It is live journalism wrapped in a game show with super smart contestants, celebrity panelists, and a live fact checker. Our first two seasons got 8 million listens, and now we are back with a third. You never know what you're going to learn.
Instead of taking the old kidneys out, a surgeon will opt to leave the new kidneys in, and they'll just keep adding them in, as many as they can fit.
Turns out that the term three sheets to the wind is actually a miller's term. It comes from windmills, which are supposed to have four sails or four sheets. And if the miller forgets one of them, the windmill starts shaking and stumbling like a drunk person.
Oh, I did not know that.
Subscribe to Tell Me Something I Don't Know on Stitcher or wherever you get your podcasts. You can catch up on our first two seasons, and don't you dare miss season three. Thanks.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.